Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Wait a minute. I know them, you know. They should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
Yeah. I got 10 If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking me. Blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale. Like I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But hey, I spoke.
You are a real artist.
I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what, cuz? I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That was the, that's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I'm blown away.
I told God I would be faithful about the spirit that he gave me, and that, and he wouldn't let me release it for some time, but if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, AK Disco. AK Disco. 3 times. And I'm thinking, sure, I don't do no physical harm to them. I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
Okay. I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all
that. Yeah, yeah. I thought that, yeah, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are Kaytico Girl, the one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles too. We are Kaytico Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy. Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, you know, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron Hill, who is one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls jip-jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, you know, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything. And, I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music
thank you, Jesus.
Is...
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, T-A-Z, host the show, man.
Good evening, good evening. This is A-T-A-Z-P Live. This is the Grown People's, or Grown Folks Quiz. I'm Darlene. Is on a line that I got muted, but you're blocking the line for Kevin to call in, so you might have to go to the computer to hear this. Wait a minute, let me click her in, because, okay, she clicked out. Okay, everybody else, because we got a line free so Kevin could call in. Everybody else I see on the line, DJ, you in the house?
I'm here, babe.
Rolanda 700, artist of ATAZP and Ka, the sounds of Ka. Are you here?
I'm here, and I'm not going to say anything else right now.
I got the black Ed McMahon, AC.
My baby, I've been missing in action. I've been around the world, and I didn't came back home, baby. I'm here. In living color, baby. I'm live.
I am so glad that you guys are here in the house. We're doing a grown folks quiz, and it looks like Kevin ain't gonna call in because I tagged him to call in. So if Darlene is listening, she could get back on the line. We're gonna bump this on out. I got another guest on the line, and Tressa, get ready to talk because you're gonna have to participate since you're here if you got the time. Tressa, I'm opening up your line because she's on the line too.
Can I?
Are you?
Hello.
Do you got time to participate in this?
I'll do it as long as I have, you know, have some service. You know, I'm going down the road.
She's driving, y'all. So, Tressa, the undresser, she was on the show before doing, talking about how she consoles people with their sexual problems. I know AC remembers that show because he was on the show as well at that time. AC been on the show, used to be the host, and we have the lovely co-host DJ in the house, D Lovely, aka DJ, and Rolanda 700, one of the artists. She's been on the show. Matter of fact, we had her as her own show. So what I'm going to do is explain the rules to this. I'm going to ask the questions, and you guys are going to answer them. Rolanda 700 is here to block you guys. Basically, between the three of you guys, well, girls and guy, you will answer the questions, and you're trying to beat each other because ATAZP got some money on this, and I'm putting a new shiny $20 bill out for you guys, whoever wins this competition. A $20 bill. And we are in a recession, so please bear with me. $20 bill. Rolanda, if she wins, she saves my $20 bill, and the next time we do this, the ante will be up to $40. So we're gonna commence with these questions. I'm gonna go on the order with you, with Tressa, and then Rolanda, and then AC and DJ last. So DJ, you might have an advantage here. This is guesstimations. I need a number on your guess on exactly how much or how little, and I'm going to give you an example question. Here's the question. How many toothpicks can be made from one card of wood, 4x4x8 feet? How many toothpicks can be made from one card of wood? And the answer is 7,500,000. Whoever's closest, they can go over. It's 7,500,000 is the answer. Right. Whoever's the closest, or they can go over to the number, is the winner.
Okay?
Now, if you're over by one and the other person is under by one, you both get a point. And I'm just giving out points for each correct answer. Here you go. The first question. Canada has 560 miles of road for 902,000 kilometers. How many does the U.S. have in kilometers or miles? I would suggest you just answer it in miles. Again, Canada has 560,000 miles or 902,000 kilometers of roads.
How many does the U.S. have? I'm going with Tressa since she's driving on the road. She ought to know.
That's wrong right there.
You can't take long because I'm going to hit you on 10
okay,
seconds.
I say 30,000.
30,000? 30,000. Okay.
That's my house.
Okay. Rolanda.
I'm going to say.
Wait a minute. I'm going to AC. Rolanda.
I thought you called me. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Oh, with me?
Yeah.
Okay. I am going to say approximately 4.5
million. 4.5 million. Okay.
4.5 million.
Now we go to AC.
Oh wait. I got Darlene's answer too, Jeff.
Yeah. She ain't playing. AC.
She sent me a text.
AC.
I'm gonna predict okay, can I ask a question?
No, we touch the time.
Can I hear the question one more time? One more time.
How many miles of roads or kilometers of roads do the U.S. have?
I'm going to say over, I'm going to say right at, I said about 150,000.
And DJ.
Yeah, I've traveled the roads quite a bit, so I'm going to say 3.6 million.
You know what? And the winner is DJ. The answer is 3.9 million.
Oh, really? Okay.
No, he said 300,000. He didn't say 3 million. He said 300,000.
No, she said 3.6 million.
That ain't what he said, but okay.
No, not he. She. DJ said it.
Oh,
he said 150,000, yeah.
Well, all I would say, Taz, is you should check these answers to make sure they're current because in 2000.
I got the answer right here. I'm not going to go through on this. I got the answer right here.
4,300,000.
How much?
Okay.
4,300,000. It was wrong. It's 3.9.
I'm a transportation expert. That's all. Go ahead.
I got the guesstimations answers. Okay, approximately.
For what year?
It doesn't have no year. Approximately what percentage of the. I'm going to the next question, DJ Winning. What percent of the characters in movies are male? Approximately what percent of the characters in movies are male? I'm going to go again with Tressa.
What was the question? How are you going to come to me first again? It's somebody else's turn.
We're going around. But I got to keep it around because I'm going with four folks. Okay, approximately, I will change it up this next time. Approximately what percentage of the characters in movies are male?
Or what?
Male, not female, but men.
Oh, men. Approximately what percentage of characters in movies are men?
Yeah.
I'll say, 80%.
Okay, Tressa got 80%. We're going to go back down the same way again. Rolanda.
Okay, I am going to go with, she said 80 percent of characters in movies. There are a lot of women actresses in movies, so I'm going to say slightly lower than that. And I'm going to go, look, I sound like I'm on the $1 Million.
Jeopardy, hurry up.
Look, I would like to ask the audience. Oh, okay.
What did you say?
74%.
Okay. AC.
I'm gonna say 85%.
DJ.
I'm going with 88%.
Okay. The winner again, not again, the winner this time is Rolanda. It was 72%.
Okay.
All right. Rolanda 1, DJ 1, Chessa 0, AC 0. We're going to go a different way. Again, we're still doing guesstimations. This is for 20 minutes, the first round. We're only doing two rounds. Okay. How much money do North Americans spend each year for Valentine's Day? How much money do North Americans spend each year for Valentine's Day? We're going with AC first.
You said how much money do the average person spend for Valentine's Day? Hold on, say that again.
How much money do the North Americans all together, we all together as a country,
oh my God,
spend each year for Valentine's Day?
I'm going to do the Jeopardy music.
I'm going to say about 2.5 million.
2.5 million?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, we're going with DJ.
Oh, I'm thinking it's closer to the billions. On average,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to say 12 billion.
12 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we're going with Rolanda.
Okay. Not knowing what year your game was published in?
2009.
I was going to go with 12 billion, but that answer has already been taken. So now I have to decide whether or not to go higher than 12 billion.
Higher.
Lower than 12 billion. So I think I'm going to go with 11.75 billion.
Okay. Trust ya.
My final answer.
How many people? What did you say?
62 million.
62 million. I got all the answers in. The correct answer is 1.2 billion. So therefore, I'm thinking, because Al said, that's 52 million. I'm trying to subtract, but we talking billions. So you. The 62 million was out. The 62 million ain't close to no billion. So Rolanda won that. She was 11.
I'm gonna file a protest. I saw it on the news this morning, and they're expecting this year for people
again,
for Americans to spend $13 billion. So how can that be?
Listen,
because it's 2009. I said 2009, y'all.
So you're saying from 2009 to 2010, we're gonna spend clearly almost $5 billion more
okay.
than we spent last year. That doesn't even
you cry. You know why we're going to say
that?
Listen, y'all. And we was in a recession last year.
And we're in a worse recession this year.
It ain't no worse. It came out a little bit.
Your game is...
I'm a hater for adjusting her answer to the game date, okay? Look,
it's 2009. DJ got one. Rolanda got two. They're real feisty in here. AC got zero. And Trevor got zero. Y'all got to get on the board. We got 10 minutes. I'm going to the next question.
Oh, I can't tell refreshment. Oh, my gosh. Let me call my son.
Okay. What was the top ticket price for Celine Dion 2004 Las Vegas show?
Oh,
I
don't
like Celine. I don't like Celine. That ain't fair.
I love Celine Dion.
What did you say? What was the top ticket what price?
Price for Celine Dion 2004 show. I see Darlene back on here.
What year?
I'll let you listen, Darlene. I'm just letting you listen.
You said 2004?
Yeah, 2004. Starting 2004. With Reliable 700.
Okay.
2004. It was the top ticket price. One ticket now, one ticket.
I know, because I tried to get my friends to go. They didn't want to go because they didn't want to pay that kind of money.
Well, tell me what it was.
Oh, I'm up first?
Yeah, you're first, Rolanda.
If I'm first, 2004, Las Vegas, it's now 2010. I'm going to say the top ticket price for Celine Dion in 2004 was
$375. $375. Here we go. We're going with AC.
I'm going to say about, you said in Vegas, right?
Yeah, in Vegas.
I'm going to say about, I'm going to say
$2,500.
Okay,
Tressa.
$350
for
Tressa.
Oh,
okay.
DJ.
Oh, man. This one's hard. I'm going to say Celine Dion. Who cares? Let me see.
I care. What
okay,
care?
Well, then I think we should just give this one to you because you're going to,
Celine Dion is fabulous.
I'm going to say $400.
Ooh, this is tight.
And the winner is Tressa. It's $275. She was the lowest one at $350.
Oh, my gosh.
$275. Tressa got 1 point. AC got 0 points. And Rolanda got two. And DJ got one. Here goes the last question for this guesstimation, because we are running real fast on here. How many times bigger is a full-grown caterpillar than when it was an egg? How many times bigger is a full-grown caterpillar than when it was an egg? You know, an egg is real small. So how many times bigger, once it hatches the egg, is the caterpillar?
This is crazy, Tess.
How many times bigger?
Okay, I'm going to tell y'all what. I'm going to eliminate that since y'all just like tripping. But the answer was. How many times bigger is a caterpillar compared to when it was an egg? And the answer is 27,000. I'm going to the next question. Throw that out your mind. How many people survived the Titanic shipwreck? I know y'all can answer that.
I didn't hear you.
How many people survived the Titanic shipwreck?
Oh, my God.
How many people survived the Titanic shipwreck, starting with AC?
I'm going to say about
225 AC. DJ?
700.
Rolanda, 700. That's her name.
The survivors of the Titanic. Well, you know, when I watched the movie, there were not a lot of people floating in the ocean. So I'm going to go with 227.
Tressa.
What was the lowest number?
225. That's AC.
I say 200.
She says 200.
I say 200.
Everything's locked in. Again, the winner, DJ, it was 705.
Oh, my God.
705.
I went to a exhibit just like Sunday, so I know this.
Okay.
It was actually 700. Originally, it was 706, but someone died immediately after they were pulled on board, after they were saved.
What?
So,
oh, that's
We got five minutes. We still on guesstimations. This is the first round. Tressa got one. Rolanda got two. DJ got two. AC still back zero. Still back zero.
Truck has to go to the bathroom.
You know, we got five. We got this is the last round. The last round. Then you can go through the cooler tree. Okay.
The urge to go is pressing on his bladder.
Or forfeit. Forfeit sounds like a forfeit.
Here we go. In David Letterman's first 25 years as a late night talk show host, how many guests has he had on his programs?
In his first year?
In David Letterman's first 25 years as a late night talk show host, how many guests has he had on his programs? Well, y'all going to be through. But I'm going to start with
how many years? How many years for the first, how many years? 25. The first
25?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. AC.
I'm going to roughly say right at, I'm going to say about, I'm going to predict and say right at about 15,000.
15,000?
Yeah.
Okay. Tressa, how many guests has David Letterman had?
25 years,
yes.
How many did he say? He said 15,000.
Uh-huh.
This is hard.
They add, like, trust me, we ain't got all day. Come on now.
I say about 50,000.
50,000. Here we go. Here we go again with Rolanda 700.
Okay, so is there still somebody left after me?
Yeah. Me.
Yes.
Oh my God! So I'm number three. Okay, so I'm going to go with.
Whoa, hurry.
I'm going to go with 2,000.
2,000?
2,000.
DJ.
All right, I'm thinking.
Come on now, y'all should have been thinking.
Okay, I'm trying to gauge between what everybody has said, and I'm going to go with... maybe a million?
1 million folks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That answer, AC has got his first point. It's 14,772.
Oh, my God.
How many?
Yeah,
baby. 14,772.
Wow.
AC said 15,000. And he was close as hell.
We need to go to the bathroom.
We're going to take five. I'm going to play a song, and then we're going to come back. The score
what's
is.
The what's the final score?
No, we got the second round. This is the score here.
What's the score?
Tressa got one. 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Tressa got one. Rolanda got two. AC got one. And DJ got two to get this $20 on. The grown people's first, the first grown people's quiz. We get ready to play Tupac joint, and we'll be right back.
I'm calling Brad.
I got my mind on making money, but you stuck on these fake bitches. I stay blunted and never fronted, and I doubt if I do. Cause if I did, then I get beat up by my fucking crew. A real nigga said you figure that you ready to bop. You're catching up on my nigga Freddy Pop. You really don't want none for pop, cause I'll be strapped with a clock. If those things like I'm going to box, I hit this motherfucking den and I'll be all in. Hell yeah.
anything but air. I won't take a breath. Y'all know the 3 pound seven Cali revolve. Got a murder to solve. My heart was involved. I'm a thug, nigga, and still say fuck a label. Fuck with Gray, and nigga, you will cut the table.
Mob,
nigga, we bounce from the jet. I'm trying to turn in the keys that out of the jet. I'm a lockman, diamond rhyming Godzilla with the calicoes. Cop, you fucking with a killer.
I don't speak my story.
Minute I wasn't coming back. Machiavelli would never be on the shady track. How could you ever insinuate the improbable? The number one rapper alive, how is it possible? Running through these industry niggas like I was Ray Lewis. Never skirted the press on the trigger because I've been through it. Try to keep me from flying, ain't gonna let you do it. Only thing that kept me from dying is making rap music. Tell me what you're hiding for. Was in Miami on Memorial Day, up in the All-Star in L.A., Super Bowl Sunday. We up in Houston with them niggas like the gunplay and everybody shooting. I'm a universal hood nigga. Me and Bobby put it down with Machiavelli. These niggas wasn't even a rap. What's the difference between your niggas and mine? We was up in the studio with the realest of all time.
Back here, and I'm looking around the room, and I'm watching everybody believe in this bullshit. They think that the TAZ has forgotten who he is. That's just Timothy. I'm Timothy. I ain't feeling it. I don't know what's going on, but I think the nigga got game. Yeah, that's it. He running a game on them. I bet you if Ed McMahon came knocking on his door with that publisher's clearinghouse check made out to the TAZ, that nigga would remember who he was. That's it. That's it. He didn't forget. He just got game. I just need to go figure out what it is. I'm going to have to call him and find out.
ATAZ Pete Live. That was Rolanda doing the Amnesia take on the CD Amnesia. We're back with the Grown Folks Quiz. This is the second round. This will be Who Am I? What Am I? And Where Am I? I'm starting with Who Am I right now? I'm going to give clues. I'm going to give one clue, and then I'm going to go to one person, and they got to figure it out. I can't help it. We got to go in order, and I'm going to switch it around so everybody has a fair chance to at least hear three clues before I get to them. So this is Who Am I, and I'm going to start with the people that's winning first. So I'm going to start with DJ. She's got 2 points. Rolanda got two. AC got one, and Chester got one. This is Who Am I? DJ, the first clue. We are a U.S. pop group. And I know you don't know, so you want me to go on to the next clue to the next person. We are a U.S. pop group.
Okay, well, wait. If I guess and I'm wrong, am I out?
No, no. You know what? You know what? To make it fair, I'm going to go through all the clues. Then I'm just going to ask y'all all. Okay? Is that cool?
Mm-hmm, sure.
Okay. This is Who Am I? I'm going to go through 4 clues so everybody know, get a good fix on who it is. We are a U.S. pop group is one clue. We were formed in the late 1970s. We were Victor, David, Felipe, Randy, Glenn,
Leonard.
And Alex. Don't yell it out. We won a favorite music group award in 1979. So obviously it's a group. Now I'm going to go to DJ first.
Spinners.
Wrong. No. AC.
Okay, you said it was
cool in the game.
Come on.
No, no, not cool in the game. Rolanda.
The Steelers people.
That's who it is. Ding. Rolanda got it. Dang. You knew the name of the group.
But wait a minute. That was off there. Because, see, you have a group from, say, they're a group from the 1970s.
Was right.
One in the 70s. So I don't know that many people. Just a
I can't. I'm sorry, Trent. Well, it was already answered because Rolanda named it the Village People. Okay.
I
said
the Village People, but see, I mean, I was little. I wouldn't have known.
I'm sorry. Here we go. We are on the next question. What am I? I'm starting with Chester. I'm going to give four clues. What am I? I'm a type.
It got to be something in the 90s or the year.
Oh, Lord.
Don't be going back to the
table.
I don't know
that. I'm going with you. Listen, I'm a type of beverage. I was first marketed in 1910. I'm added to water. I am dark in color. I'm a type of beverage first marketed in 1910. I'm added to water. I am dark in color. Chester, what is your answer? What am I?
I'll say Coca-Cola.
Me too. Coca-Cola.
Wait a minute, DJ. You got to wait your turn. Wrong.
Okay.
It's wrong. Now I'm going to AC. What am I?
That's
the goal. AC, that was the wrong answer. She said Coca-Cola.
No, I said coffee.
Oh, AC got it. Instant coffee. AC.
We can't help.
Hey, who is the other guy on the line?
I can't hear you.
There's another guy on the line.
No, there ain't. There's nobody else on the line. It's only Tressa, DJ, Rolanda, and you, and me.
Oh,
I'm the other guy.
But, yeah,
AC got two. You the other guy, Negro. It's AC got two. AC got two. DJ got two. Rolanda got three. And Chester got one. Rolanda is blocking my money. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, this is where am I? Where am I? I'm starting with Rolanda. Where am I? And it's four clues. I'm a North America city. Henry Hudson landed here in 1609.
Who?
Henry Hudson landed here in 1609. I have a famous beach area. By the mid-20th century, I was a major resort. Where am I?
Oh, my
gosh.
I'm going to say you are somewhere near the Hudson River.
Wow.
Wait, I'm not through.
You taking too long now. I'm going to put it in 10 seconds.
Manhattan.
Wrong.
Okay.
Here go the next four or the next two. I'm going to repeat the four that I already said. I'm a North American city. Henry Hudson landed here in 1602. I have a famous beach area. By the mid-20th century, I was a resort. My amusement parks have rides and roller coasters. Despite my name, the ice cream cone was not invented here. I'm talking to Tressa.
I can't change my answer?
No, I'm talking to Tressa.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Tressa? Oh, I guess she might have clocked out. Well, she out the game now.
Look,
okay, AC.
I want answers, so I can send them the answers so they can win, but then they still won't be caught up with me.
I'm back to AC now. AC.
AC, up in the numbers.
AC.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, what is it?
I'm going to say, you say it's in the mid-north?
Hurry up.
North America, Henry Hudson landed there. Had rides and roller coasters. Ice cream cone was not invented here. Where am I?
getting? Single six of sandwich. Hurry up! You're wasting time.
I'm going to
tell you
in just a second.
Ten
seconds. Okay.
10, 9, 8.
Oh,
seven.
Yeah.
The girl said, oh, yeah, you didn't get the S out. You didn't get the S out. The girl already said it.
Boston, Massachusetts.
DJ, where am I? I'm going to give you two more clues, DJ. If you like hot dogs, you will like me. The New York Aquarium is here. DJ's turn.
Atlantic City?
Atlantic City? Wrong. We're back to Rwanda. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Let me give the next two clues. I'm a bull in Brooklyn. Where am I? I have the initials C-I.
Coney Island.
Rolanda 1 is 4.
Coney Island, okay.
4 with Rolanda, 2 with AC, and 2 with DJ. Being that Rolanda is winning, you know the people that's behind will get the first answers. Well, no, Rolanda will get the first answer since she is winning.
Okay.
And the rest of y'all will.
Okay, all right.
Okay, here we go. Who am I? Okay, here's the first four clues. I am a cartoon character. I am very small. I am intelligent. I have a strong sense of justice. My nemesis is Sylvester the Pussycat. Who am I?
Tweety Bird.
Look here, DJ. It's Rolanda's turn since she
went. I thought you said we get to go first. I thought you said she went last because she
No,
winning.
No. She went and she goes first because that way you get more clues.
I thought you said I went first. Okay, well, you...
Go on, Ro. Who is it?
Okay. Seeing as how I really don't know the answer to this question, and I'm really willing to be quite fair about it, and I...
No, quit taking time. We got time. Come on.
With Tweety Bird.
She's wrong. Here we go.
Oh, my God.
DJ, here you go. I wear a yellow sombrero. You might find me in a Looney Tune. DJ, what is the answer?
I didn't say that again. I wear what?
I am a cartoon. I'm very small. I'm intelligent. I have a strong sense of justice. My nemesis is Sylvester the Putty Cat. I wear a yellow sombrero, a yellow hat, a yellow sombrero. You might find me in a Looney Tune.
That's not fair.
DJ, who am I? Let her talk.
It's going to be, let's say, Speedy Gonzalez.
And DJ won. We didn't even get to AC. We're going to get to AC this next question. AC, being that you didn't get a chance, you got a chance this time.
Not Speedy?
It's Speedy. That's the answer.
Oh, that's what I
thought. Rolanda 4, DJ 3, AC 2. AC.
All right. Okay.
Are we done? I can win?
What am I? Quit talking. Where am I? I was invented in 1888. I am found in the bathroom. Both men and women use me. I can smell nice. AC, what am I?
Politician.
Wrong. And we're going to Rolanda. Two more clues, Ro. Some of me have a ball. Others have a spray.
Air freshener.
Wrong. DJ, here's two more clues. I am used after a shower. I am used to stop body odor.
Oh my gosh.
Deodorant?
DJ, there you go. 4 to 4. 4 to 4. DJ 4, AC 2. This is where am I? Where am I? Where am I at? I'm going to start with Ro. Well, no, I can't start with Ro. I'm going to start with DJ this time. Four clues to where am I. I'm a tourist attraction. I'm on an island. in the American Civil War, I was a military barracks. My name means pelican in Spanish. Where am I? And Tressa is back.
Wait, you said it's a military attraction? I mean, a tourist attraction?
A tourist attraction, an island. In American Civil War, I was a military barracks. My name means pelican in Spanish. Where am I?
What number
Where
am
are
I?
You? Gettysburg?
Wrong. Now we're going to go to Tressa. Tressa came back in the room.
Hey,
Tressa.
Hey,
Where am I? We're talking to Tressa now. Y'all.
Go ahead.
I'm trying to. I'm a tourist attraction. I'm on an island.
Oh, I know what it is. Oh,
in the Civil War, I was military barracks. My name means pelican in Spanish. In 1933, I became a federal penitentiary. I have been the setting for many movies. What is it, Tressa?
Hurry up, Alcatraz.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding. She won. She got it.
I didn't hear the Spanish for pelican.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, here we go again. Who am I? Who am I? Tressa got two. AC got two. We got to start with the two highest ones that got four. And we're starting with Rolanda this time.
All right.
Four clues. Four clues, Ro. Who am I? I am a central character of a TV series. I love oil.
The what series?
TV series.
Okay.
I love oil, money, and power. I wear a 10-gallon hat. I was married and divorced to the same girl twice.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know his name. It's the man from, oh, my gosh. What is his name?
You got 10 seconds.
I got 2 seconds.
And when the girl say, oh, yeah, you're done.
Mr. Ewing.
Yes, that's right. That's correct. J.R. Ewing.
Oh, that's not fair because his name is J.R. Ewing. There were three Ewings, so you can't just say Mr. Ewing.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Obvious.
Right.
There's J.R.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
It's J.R.
Question is disqualified. Question disqualified. I forgot there was three more.
That's right. You can't say that.
God.
Here we go again. Rolanda is back. Rolanda is back in play. I'm sorry I blew that. I'm sorry. You
That's
are
not
right.
fair. You can't just say Mr. Ewing.
I agree. And still, Rolanda is still 4, and DJ is still 4, Tressa is 2, AC is 2. We start with Rolanda. I'm sorry I messed up. Who am I? One more again. I am a TV character. My voice was copied from that of a Bronx cabbie. I am green. My pet peeve is cheerful people.
Hmm? What?
I am a TV character. My voice was copied from that of a Bronx cabbie. I am green. My pet peeve is cheerful people. Who am I, Rolanda? You got kids?
Oh, my gosh. I have no clue. So let me think of green people. And I'm going to go with Kermit the Frog.
Wrong. And I got to wait till the girl.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was the 10 seconds. Okay, we're going with DJ since she's the second highest with 4. Here's two more clues. My favorite vacation spot is the Mudville City Dump. My favorite vacation spot is the Mud City Dump. I love this thing.
Oscar the Grouch.
Yes, DJ got 5. That's it. Here we go. DJ got to start first since she got the most so we can get more clues. What am I? I'm a type of building. I have a roof and walls. I usually don't have a front door. To someone, I am home. DJ, what is it?
What?
I am I'm a type of building. I have a roof and walls. I usually don't have a front door. To someone, I am home. You're on the 10-second thing, so.
I don't have a clue. To someone, you have roof and walls and no doors. Roof, walls, no doors. I have no idea.
Okay.
I'm next.
No, no. Rolanda's next because she got the highest. Well, no. I'm going to go with AC since we fudged him that one time. AC!
Let me hear that question again.
What am I? I'm a type of building. I have roof and walls. I usually don't have a front door. To someone, I am home. I am smaller than a house. I am too small for humans. What am I?
Oh, okay.
You say small for humans?
Mm-hmm.
Don't yell it out. I'm talking to AC. What am I, AC? Hey.
I don't know. I don't know what that one could be. I don't know. I don't know what that one could be, man.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it. You're out of that question. And here goes Tressa, since she is the lowest two. I am a type of building. I have a roof and walls. I usually don't have a front door. To someone, I am home. I am smaller than a house. I am too small for humans. I often have a chain attached. I have lots of fleas inside of me. What am I, Tressa?
Come on.
You often have a chain attached, and you got a lot of fleas inside.
What am I?
A lot of fleas inside.
Yeah.
Okay, then. Yeah, that would be a doghouse.
Tressa got three. Because people are yelling out the answer, and I'm talking to one. Okay. Where am I? Where am I? Let me see. I'm trying to make sure. Okay. I got it. Where am I, Rolanda? I'm a natural wonder. About 12 million tourists visit me every year. Roll out the bell has a separate meaning here. I am known as a honeymooner's paradise.
No.
Where am I, Ro?
Niagara Falls.
It's 5-5. It's tied up. We got 6 minutes left. Here we go. We're going to play the Who Am I, since y'all really have trouble with this Who Am I. Okay. Starting with Tressa this time. Well, AC, he's the lowest. He got two. AC, who am I? I'm a famous character. I am known worldwide. I always stand in a prominent position. I debuted in Macy's 1966 Thanksgiving Day Parade. Who am I?
That was him.
Do you know?
No.
Okay. You can't take a guess.
Yeah, that's what I said, Bart Simpson.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, you're wrong.
I hate when she says that. I hate when she says that.
Tressa. Again.
Let me be next. Please let me be next.
Tressa, I am a famous character. I am known worldwide. Always stand in a prominent position. I debuted in Macy's 1966 Thanksgiving Day Parade. Willard Scott played me in my first commercial in 1963. Children love me. Who am I, Tressa?
You
say
something. What? Scott?
Willard Scott. Willard Scott. The guy that plays, that's the weatherman on today's show. Willard Scott played me in my first commercial.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
A commercial.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, you're out. You're out, Tressa. You didn't say it in time. Rolanda.
Is it my turn?
Why did
you
Rolanda?
Rolanda.
Commercial. Oh, my gosh. I got two people, and I don't know which one to pick. So I'm going to pick Ronald McDonald.
That is so annoying.
You're right. Six. Here is the last round. The last round right here. And this will determine whether my money is blocked or because you know who's going to get the question before Rolanda does. Rolanda, you might as well sit down because you're last. Okay. AC is first since he's the lowest. And then Chuck is next. DJ's third. And Rolanda's last since she's winning.
Wait a minute. Can anybody catch me?
Yeah, DJ.
Oh.
Who am I? I am an infamous character from American history, AC. I was born in 1939 and died in 1963. I was once a U.S. Marine. I was influenced by a communist ideology. Who am I?
And you died in 1963.
The girl say, "Oh yeah, you done."
Kennedy.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You're
you
wrong.
Got it right.
Wrong. You're wrong. You're
wrong.
Tressa, here we go. A famous character from American history, born 1939, died 1963. I was once a U.S. Marine, was influenced by a communist ideology. I made the day, November 22nd, 1963, famous. Conspiracy theories aside, I assassinated a president. Who am I?
Assassinated a president? Kennedy.
Not the answer.
Oh yeah.
You out. You did not know. You did not get it. When the lady said, "Oh yeah, we're going to DJ," she can tie this thing up, and DJ can get half my money. Because Ro is saved by all I have. She can get the half of the $20, which means $10. This is for the win, and I know she got to have it. I'm an infamous character.
Cass, don't keep talking.
I'm an infamous character in American history. I was born 1939, died in 1963. I was once a U.S. Marine, influenced by communist ideology. I made the day November 22nd, 1963 famous. Conspiracy theories aside, I assassinated a president. My first name is Lee. Jack Ruby shot me on live TV. Who am I, DJ?
Anytime. You can stop anytime. That's
okay,
who's my name? Harvey Oswald.
There you go. I got to send DJ a money order for $10. Rolanda saved my $10. Rolanda and DJ have six. Trussa has three. And AC had two. I want to thank y'all for being on the first grown folks quiz. We're going to do this next month. I guess the total got to go up to $30 since Rolanda saved 10.
Oh, Lord.
Dealing with the 21st century, please.
Well, whatever the question comes up, we cannot specify it for you, Justin. We cannot specify. I love y'all. And good night from ATAZP Live. Love each and every one of y'all. I'm going to end it out with this Hot 16. Peace.
Can I get a second, a minute? Can you spend some time? I want to prove to you that the loving can be super fine. Want to take you to the place. Maybe, baby, we can dine in the dark on the bed with the body. Blow your mind. You ain't knowing that the loving can be mighty real. Not a boxer in the ring. Call me real deal. And I'm coming like a comet. Feel the heat. Feel red, black, and blue. Superman of the black steel. Want to do to you. Penetrate our connection. Enhance to you a hot direction. Do you feel it, boo, when I'm giving you erection? Place it in smooth in the hot west section. Can I come off and say that I love you? There's no other but only love for us too. Do I make you cream when I call your name, boo? In front of some peeps, let's kick it for reals on true.